There is a common misconception that when your kid graduates from high school, the next step, of course, is college. But actually, that's really not true for a lot of kids. In fact, more and more studies are proving that kids go to college more often than they should without having any sort of vision for their future. A lot of kids leave with a lot of debt that they never truly can pay off, and they get a degree that doesn't pan out to the jobs they end up getting once they graduate college. So we here on WICC are trying to explore more opportunities and options for children in Connecticut when it comes to what their futures can look like and how you could play a role in finding what they really love to do. Here's something that I think is really interesting, and I personally don't know an awful lot about this, but I am excited to learn more. It's working outdoors and being an arborist. Joining us now is Vicki McCarthy, who works at Save a Tree, which is a national corporation. But there is a, you know, there's an environmental factor here. Also, obviously, working, you know, with trees, shrubs, plants, lawn care. There's a lot here that offers employment and mentor opportunities right here in Connecticut to your kids. And so, Vicki, I'm so excited to have you on the show and to dive into this morning. Thank you for your time.
Hi, Melissa. Thanks for having me on.
First of all, tell us how you got into this career and what exactly do you do?
Yes, well, I am an arborist representative, and this really is a second career for me. So in addition to high school students, I think anybody coming out of a college degree program, high school, second career, a veteran, to look into the tree care industry. I wound up coming into this career from the Master Gardening Program. I wound up teaching at University of Connecticut in the Master Gardening Program, and that wasn't a full-time position. So I had met a lot of arborists, and I thought, well, I want to know more about trees. I want to become a tree expert. And, you know, you can actually go in a self-study situation and get an arborist license without having that forestry degree or an environmental degree. So I love to share that with people because a lot of people coming out of situations, they're trying to reinvent themselves. They're not fully aware of opportunities that are out there to work in the environment.
I completely agree. And so I just want to reiterate, so you did not have to have a college degree to do what you do?
Well, we have many people who have specific environmental and college degrees. But yes, you can come into the tree care industry without a college degree for sure. And on-the-job experience is very valued, highly valued. And really, the tree care industry is all about education, but many times people who can't relate to a traditional core curriculum in high school, after high school, come into the tree care industry and wind up getting in self-developmental programs that help them in their job every day.
Vicki, I'm going to say this, and I mean this in the nicest way possible. So if... Because I have to say it that way because I know that there's always going to be that one or two people who think things are offensive, but I'm not trying to be. So the reason we're tackling this subject of the misconception that a lot of parents have, I have literally spoken to people in this studio, very bright, very knowledgeable, relatively young parents who still believe if their kid drops out of college or doesn't go and get at least an associate's degree, they're a loser, to put it totally blunt to you. And so when you hear the idea of, okay, but my kid, if they don't want to do that, if they want to work outdoors, they want to work in, you know, again, with trees, plants, lawn care, I would imagine, I'm not putting this on everyone, I would imagine, though, that a parent's going to go, really? You want my kid to be a landscaper? And again, nothing wrong with being a landscaper. Absolutely not. In fact, I did some landscaping work when I was in high school. I used to help our landscaper, and it's unbelievable the work that they do, and they're amazing. But you know there are going to be those parents who are sitting there going, okay, so you want my kid to just cut lawns. Can you talk a little bit more deeply about the work that you do so that people really understand why there is so much pride in working as an arborist?
Absolutely. And I totally understand where you're coming from. And I think that goes back to the education of people about what arboriculture really is. And ironically, it's highly, highly technical. I mean, that same child who might be intimidated about taking a physics course can actually get a job at Save a Tree without that physics course and actually wind up becoming a physics expert in energy and matter. It takes incredible engineering knowledge to take down and dismantle trees, for instance. You don't have to be a climbing arborist. You could be an arborist that deals just in insects, which includes entomology. And it becomes highly, highly specialized. It's very academic. And there's a great website I would invite anybody to go to. First of all, our Save a Tree website has fabulous information on it. That's www.saveatree.com. But there is outsidecareers.com, which is part of the Tree Care Industry Association. And there's actually free courses there available to you to try to get a prerequisite to what this career is about. We have arborists that work at many levels, and every single person that works at Save a Tree is working at a very high performance level, which takes a lot of intellectual capability. And some people are just set up to use their body physically. Some people learn another way. Not everybody has to take that traditional course, and I would invite anybody to call me if they want information about this career, or look at the many resources that are out there, and I'm happy to send you a list so you can post that too, Melissa.
We're talking today to Vicki McCarthy, and she is an arborist for Save a Tree, which, by the way, Save a Tree is a national corporation. They really look at the environment, obviously, you know, tree landscape experts and the health of our lawns, plants, even looking at things like tick care, deer deterrence. I mean, there's so much that they do and that they provide. And there are so many opportunities for young people to get into this industry. And Vicki, you love your job, right? I mean, when I first met you, that was probably one of the first things I really gathered and really attracted me to want to talk to you was you just seemed like every time anyone asked you what you do, you just like light up.
About it. And I think not just me, but everybody who works there feels the same. I was talking to the team yesterday and just kind of getting some feedback from them, and they love their job. They love what they're doing. And, you know, very interesting. Somebody who's a veteran working with Save a Tree 26 years said, you know, I don't have to learn anything. I've been working here 26 years. So you say, guess what? Every day I'm learning something new. And that's the beauty of it. You're on a new location. You're working with something that's organic and deserves a lot of respect. And, you know, not just most people associate the arborist with the climbing of the trees, but just to highlight the importance of tick care. Shout out to Senator Blumenthal, who just announced the millions of dollars that they've given the agricultural station for mm-hmm. furthering the study to protect humans from ticks. I mean, these ticks want to take our life away through disease. And that's one of the things we manage. Our plant healthcare experts manage ticks in the environment. And we go out as arborists and we assess the environment and we say, we need to protect our pollinators. How do we organically protect the humans and kill the pests that we don't want and preserve the pollinators that ensure our food? So, you know, these are the kind of environmental issues that contribute to human health that are very, very important that might not be in your first thought when you think about what arborists do. Going back to the college thing, Melissa, just a quick thought. You know, the liberal arts degree, originally education, was meant really to give humans a basis for critical thinking, critical analysis, you know, learning how to come up with a compelling argument, communicate, solve problems. And that's exactly what we do. And we have self-development programs within our company where that is what we're doing every day, is solving problems, preventing liability, keeping families safe in their home managed environment with all the natural elements in their ecosystem that we're dealing with. And how do you do that in a green and sustainable way? You have to have a lot of knowledge about what's going on. So that's what's so fun about it. It's ever changing, and we are learning every day through, you know, different means.
There's also just so many things about this that I love. I mean, first of all, when talking to you, Vicki, one of the things you pointed out to me was you were one of the careers that essentially was uninterrupted during the pandemic because you were outside. Right. I mean, that's one thing, is that you are out of an office, you are moving. I would think just healthy wise, that's such a great career path. Another thing is that we are dealing with a mental health crisis that we've been dealing with, but it's been really, really highlighted in recent years. And one of the things that doctors will say is, if you don't want to get on medications, if you don't want to get therapies done, I mean, the number one thing they always say is get outdoors. Get outside, be in nature, you know, get out of the worlds that humans built and get more into the world that God built, essentially. So it's amazing that you're also in just such a better, I would think, frame of mind, because your office is outside.
Exactly.
And, you know, in the
through
other
all the seasons, through all the
through
seasons,
all the
by
seasons.
The way. Summer, winter.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It's always changing. And the other thing, too, is I know there's been a real focus in recent years on the trades, which I think is great. You know, you're always going to need a plumber. You're always going to need an electrician. You're always going to need manufacturers. You're also always going to have the outside. You're always going to have the environment in some way, shape or form. And it's always going to need to be taken care of, monitored, changed, fixed, whatever. And so there's a job security with it, too. I mean, there are so many reasons why this has to be such a rewarding path of work and just your future. I think there's so much to love about this. And I agree with you, you know, to get kids into this, especially to get women into this. I mean, the misconception that women can't do outdoor jobs is garbage. Just going to say that bluntly. I just think there's so much good in this. And so if people are interested in learning more about their career paths, mentoring, maybe internships, just shadowing, seeing what it is that you do and the folks there do, where can they go to get more information?
Well, www.saveatree.com. If you go there, right now we have a bunch of internships listed, which is a phenomenal way. It's paid, by the way. And we show you all the different pathways for a career in arboriculture. So that's just a great opportunity for anyone. And I would start there. We have a lot of resources in Connecticut. So Connecticut.gov has all the information about what an arborist is, how to get into this industry. And, of course, that other website that I'll give to you to post is OutdoorCareers.com. And that's part of the TCIA, Tree Care Industry Association. So a lot of information out there, and I encourage anybody who's interested in what we do to check it out.
Absolutely. And I will add those links to your podcast when we post it on WACC600.com, and we can share it with people so that they have that information as well. Vicki, thank you so much for sharing what you do and the value that it has, not just for you and other people who work in it, but also just for our communities. What you do is really making a huge difference. And so I want to thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Melissa.
Absolutely. And Vicki McCarthy, again, who is with Save a Tree here on WACC.